In Sacramento, California, on May 1st, 2006, a number of groups have come together to rally for immigrant rights, to campaign against unjust immigration laws, and to promote a boycott to show the economic influence of immigrants in the community. One of the groups involved is called the Campaign Against Unjust Immigration Laws.
I'm with Campaign Against Unjust Immigration Laws, a grassroots organization composed of students, community activists, documented and undocumented community members. And our demands are full legalization for all working people. We want no compromise bill, no guest worker program, full legalization for all working people.
The U.S. Senate is currently considering an immigration bill similar to the one passed by the House recently. These bills have been opposed by immigrant groups.
The reality is that the current Senate bill is proposing a guest worker program with extended barriers.
The groups have had limited success making their voice heard in the U.S. Senate.
Some of the people in our group went to Senator Feinstein's office, and at first they kind of refused to take the letters. They wouldn't have a meeting with them. But after the press got there, it really helped, and they ended up, one of the staffers met with this group of high school students and people from our organization.
Progress with the California state legislature has not been much better, but they have at least indicated some support for the cause.
They passed a resolution in support of May 1st national boycott, and that was a little late, but they did it, and that was good.
Legislative action has led to rallies like the one today across the country. Participation has been very strong.
But we expect that in the thousands, but we were so overjoyed to see that it maybe quadrupled what our expectations were.
Final attendance figures range between 20 and 30,000 people. Amazingly, there were no counter-demonstrators. This was not the case in earlier demonstrations when the anti-immigrant group called the Minutemen attended.
In the April 10th March, there were some that came, but they came very early and they tried to disrupt our rally, but our rally is very peaceful. That's why we wear white, because it signifies, it's the symbol of peace.
Participation by supporters was much stronger.
A lot of people at the booth where I was, which we were just giving legal information, people were writing what they felt to Senator Feinstein, Senator of California, and they really just sat there and took the time and wrote what they really felt and how they feel immigration law should be in this country.
But would the support be as strong in the business community?
You know, as employers started finding out that this bill would affect them in the same manner, they started supporting, and today many businesses, many employers shut down and came actually with their workers, and they stood side by side with them in support.
Given the success of actions like today's, future events are also being planned.
One of the future actions that people are proposing, especially mothers, since Mother's Day is approaching, many mothers want to, in solidarity, have a vigil on Mother's Day.
This is Jesse Bangu, Sacramento, California.